We're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. So now the other perspective on Governor Snyder's bridge proposal and why we need to begin construction on this project right away rather than allowing the plan to garner full legislative support before moving ahead. Tom Shields is the Lansing spokesman for a coalition of business and other interests backing the public crossing. He's, of course, the founder and president of Marketing Resource Group, Lansing's premier political consulting firm. Tom, thank you for joining us on WILS.
I'm glad to be here, Michael.
Now, the governor is, of course, moving ahead by using his executive authority to proceed with plans on this new bridge. What is the political power that actually allows him to do that?
Well, you know, the state allows, the state constitution allows the governor certain powers to reach agreement with, you know, other countries and other states and various other things that he can do without necessarily legislative approval as long as the state isn't spending any money. The legislature always has to appropriate dollars, and then the governor then, you know, has to sign that. But if there's no money involved from the state legislature really doesn't have to be involved here. The governor can sign an agreement with, in this case, you know, the Canada, and in order to move forward with this.
Now, the other side says, look, there are many unforeseen costs. We don't even know what will happen once the bridge is up and running. The contractor could even go bankrupt. Who knows? But ultimately, there's no real guarantee that state money will not be involved at some point.
Well, the other side, you have to remember, the other side is the owner of the current bridge who has a monopoly down there who doesn't want any competition. So he's trying to make up all kinds of things. And we've all seen the TV ads, and we spent, you know, $10, $15 million on these ads, all misrepresenting what the truth is. The fact is this. The governor has a proposal. The proposal is to build this bridge. The bridge will cost, you know, so many billion dollars, and the state's share of that will all be paid for by the Canadian government. It'll all be a part of the agreement. They'll be they will pick that up. And if something were to happen, just to say that somebody went bankrupt, whatever, the Canadians will agree to pick up any of those costs. So they are taking all of the risk. They have been here in front of the legislature numerous times, reaffirming that.
Are you saying that there is a 100% guarantee that state taxpayers will not end up paying for any part of the bridge?
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's the only way the governor would go at this. I mean, and frankly, and beyond that, there's so many other benefits besides the fact that we get this brand new bridge, which will help work with the 82-year-old bridge that we currently have in order to free up traffic so that our trucks can get from Canada with their goods from Michigan to Canada and Canada back to Michigan both ways. Canada is our number one trading partner. Over half of all the goods we sell across the country, across the world, go to Canada.
Well, then,
and we have businesses all across the state from Grand Rapids and Holland to Detroit and Flint, Saginaw, who all trade goods across. And right now they're costing them billions of dollars every single year, or millions of dollars every single year in lost time by tie-ups on that bridge.
But there were two proposals up for consideration, this twin span for the Ambassador Bridge and the governor's new international trade crossing. I mean, doesn't his action basically take Maroon's alternative plan off the table?
That proposal was never a real proposal. In order to build a bridge over there, you have to own the property you want to build on. They don't own the property. The city of Detroit owns the property, and they can't even give it to them if they wanted to. And the city doesn't want to sell it to them, so they can't build that. They have no permits on the American side, and the Canadians don't want them on the other side. And because when you get to Canada on the other side, you have to travel along eight miles of four-lane highways. It'd be like traveling down Woodward Avenue with 10,000 trucks every single day. It's just a horrible backup. There's 17 stoplights there. It's not an efficient crossing. It was all built well before there were ever any expressways out there. So what we need is an expressway to an expressway connection, get rid of all that backup and tie-ups, free open that trade, and so that when companies start building, you know, deciding where they're going to build manufacturing plants to get their goods to market, they're going to look at Michigan saying, you know, Michigan's got a great transportation system, easy to get to Canada. You know, I can use warehousing on this side. It's a good place to build. If we have tie-ups on that bridge, we could lose those manufacturers.
Now, we've heard the term public-private bridge, but if the contractor is financing the cost of construction and then operating the bridge, how is that a public bridge?
It's a public bridge because it'll be owned, and half of it will be owned by the state of Michigan, half of it will be owned by the government of Canada. But the private portion of this comes that it will be financed built, operated, and maintained by a private entity. So they will turn this thing over, they will put it out to bid, and then a private entity will come in and say, listen, here's what I will bid to do this for, and I will be paid back by the tolls that come in, people that pay the tolls. If the tolls fall short, the Canadians have agreed to pick up the differences in that until the tolls can be made up. They're absolutely convinced that all the studies that have been done is that the tolls have, there are plenty of tolls here to pay for the cost of this bridge. Buffalo has 4 or 5 bridges in Buffalo, and they only have 60% of the traffic that we have in Detroit. And every one of those bridges is a public bridge, but they've all been paid back through tolls, through authorities that were set. They all do just fine. They're all doing well. We have 40% more traffic in the state, and yet we only have one bridge and one tunnel, and then a second bridge up in Port Huron.
Well, what about this ballot proposal, though, that is likely going to be on the November ballot that would require an actual ballot approval for a bridge project to move ahead?
It's a delay tactic by the Ambassador Bridge. What they're trying to do is say, well, vote for this, and that means then you can't do an agreement until you come back and do another vote.
Isn't that going to be
a second vote again?
Isn't that going
to
stop?
More than an attempt to try to stop this project so that they can keep their monopoly. But I don't think that ballot proposal is going to have any weight at all. And I think even if it did, you know, and if they judge that it did, I think the people will turn it down. They can see right through the fact that, you know, Maroon is just trying to keep his monopoly on this bridge at the expense of jobs, economic development, infrastructure, and new businesses doing well here in Michigan.
How quickly does the governor want to move ahead with this plan, then?
I think he wants to move ahead right away. I think we're going to see a signing here this week. And once he signs, I think this thing goes into action. There are things that can be done right away. I mean, for instance, there are a lot of properties there. A lot of them are dilapidated, need to be torn down eventually, and those things can be done right away. There's utilities that need to be moved. An RFP needs to be put together, put out to bid. We need to take a look at which contractors want to come in, what they want to do it for, how they want to do it. We don't even know what the bridge will look like at this point in time. That's all part of the RFP process. That'll take about another year. But meanwhile, while they're doing that, you know, we can start clearing the land, obtaining all of the piece of land. You know, Maroon has gone in and bought pieces of land where they're going to build this bridge so that they have to, you know, give them a reason to go in and sue. So, but, you know, the governor's not going to let them stop that. You can't stop what's right for the state because someone wants a monopoly and they're going to threaten to sue you, or they're going to threaten ballot proposals, or they're going to do millions of dollars of advertising,
right,
you know, misleading the people.
It sounds like a real battle that it will continue. Tom Shields, he is the founder and president of the Marketing Resource Group here in Lansing. Tom, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Excellent. We will be right back to talk about stagflation. Some say it is here. It's a word that reminds us of the 1970s in the U.S. But what can we do about it now if it does descend on us to actually get out of this very long-term problem? That's next, 1320 WILS.